Sometimes, science can seem overwhelming. There are complicated concepts, unimaginably large or small objects, and vast distances that most people have a hard time understanding. And scientists often have difficulty explaining what they do in language the public can understand. But there is a movement to bring scientists out of the lab and into the community for a dialogue over dinner and drinks.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Science Cafe. Thank you so much for coming out tonight.
Most people learn about science in school, from the media, or on the internet. But at a science cafe, they get to learn about it straight from the scientists themselves. For the past 4 years, Al Wyman has organized a monthly science cafe for the St. Louis Science Center in Missouri.
A science cafe, it's a concept that actually started in Europe. And it was an idea to get scientists engaged in an informal conversation with the general public.
Wyman says part of what makes science cafes successful is where that conversation takes place.
We have it in the lower level of Herbie's Restaurant in the Central West End.
There are now more than 100 science cafes at bars and restaurants throughout the United States. They attract anywhere from a handful to over 100 people, depending on the topic. St. Louis has 2 science cafes. The second one, sponsored by Washington University, meets once a month during the academic year at a bar called the Schlafly Bottle Works. Organizer Cynthia Wickelman says Science on Tap features Washington University professors talking about their research. The events draw a diverse audience.
We have people who are professionals that range from engineers and physicians to people that just have an interest in science and may be retired, may not be employed, may be students, and have just an interest in learning more.
So what brings people out to a bar to talk about science?
I like the atmosphere. It's fun to learn things and enjoy a good beer.
I was actually really lousy in science class, so now I'm picking up the information as I can get it.
So did the fact that this is at a bar kind of help?
Very much.
I would call this a civilized education.
Why aren't more science talks in a bar, right? Like, this is the place where you learn and you ask and you understand things most quickly, instead of a lecture where it's really just a one-way thing.
The topics discussed at these science cafes are as varied as scientific research itself, from black holes to biological clocks to botany. But the evening really kicks into high gear after the scientist's presentation ends, when the audience gets to start the conversation.
Is it still a question as to whether there is a lot more plant diversity in the Andes versus the Amazon?
If you're right, what is the origin of the magnetic field?
What is their number one objection to what you're saying?
And the questions keep coming, sometimes going on for longer than the presentation itself. But the scientists don't seem to mind. Ivan Jimenez of the Missouri Botanical Garden says he appreciated the chance to talk about his work with people outside the scientific community.
Scientists often talk to scientists, not very often to non-scientists, so that's kind of exciting, fun, challenging.
But at the science cafes in St. Louis, scientists and non-scientists alike seem up to the challenge. I'm Veronique LaCapra in St. Louis.